The views expressed at WTFlandia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion. For entertainment purposes only. This episode of WTFlandia Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF. Not in collaboration, but possibly in the future.
Iran has launched a direct attack from Iranian soil towards the state of Israel. We are closely monitoring Iranian killer drones that are en route to Israel sent by Iran. This is a severe and dangerous escalation. Our defensive and offensive capabilities are at the highest level of readiness ahead of this large-scale attack from Iran. Together with our partners, the Israel Defense Forces is operating at full force to defend the state of Israel and the people of Israel. This is a mission that we are determined and ready to fulfill.
Welcome to your WTFlandia radio show, folks. It is your girl, Char Michelle. And I hope that you are well. I hope that you are well. That is, of course, under these circumstances. What? That is, of course, under the circumstance of probable World War III Cold War. We're already in a Cold War. Let's just be honest. But we're at an unprecedented state of emergency for this world. Why, you ask? Why, Char Michelle, is this unprecedented? What do you mean? Look at over there at Russia and Ukraine. They've been going at it. What's the difference between Iran and, you know, now launching 200 deadly drone missile attacks onto Israel, the state? Well, here's the difference. Jordan's never opened up its airspace to have drones to have drones fly over it just to get to Israel. This is unprecedented. Jordan. Oh, this is so symbolic, people, but bear with me. Hi, it's your girl, Char Michelle. If you're new, I'd like to welcome you to the show where the acronym WTF speaks for itself. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket science to figure out that we are in some deep poop. Let's just call it that. That's diplomatic, isn't it? Diplomatic just says, you know, we should be right now. We should be in a diplomatic state of, you know, concern. But here we are. And I want to tell you guys right now. I want to go on to say this. If you are just hearing about this attack, well, welcome to WTF Land. You are our fingers on the button of emergencies. At all times, we like to break it here. We like to let people know what's actually going on, when it's going on. Not after, but right as it is happening. And I'm going to tell you right now, hold on to your hats, Sarah, because let me tell you what, it is about to go down. And not like a Michael Rubin white party go down or a P. Diddy freak off go down. It's about to go down, like down, down, like Jeremiah 50 down. Y'all better get your ducks in order and get your house in order and get some water in your trunk and get some food and things like that. Because let me tell you what, Iran launching 200 missiles over in Israel ain't playtime. Iran mad. And I'm surprised it took this long, maybe because Ramadan's over and they decided, you know, they're ready now for it all. I'm not sure about why they chose to do it on April the 13th, but here we are on Good Saturday, watching it happen. And here's my concern, and here's why my spidey senses are up, and we're going to have a look at what happened and why it happened today. But my spidey senses are up, one, because, well, Iran's buddies got me nervous. Now, I know that Russia is over there expending all of its, you know, weaponry into the Ukraine soil, doing whatever they're doing over there. We done forgot. We don't even talk about that anymore, huh? We don't talk about it. But we did at one point, but now we're not. Because, well, we're focused on other wars happening, like what's the catastrophe that's happening over in Gaza. But the focus now is going to broaden because, well, if Israel gets attacked, who's our friends? Who's Israeli friends? Well, if you hold an American passport or citizenship, you're probably Israel's friend. And what happens when somebody comes and attacks your friend? Somebody gonna go slap my best friend, Anisha. I'm gonna come with my fist curled up and probably, you know, get ready to go down too. That's just how it happens. So we're talking in the ally sense, just trying to give you layman's terms there. That if somebody attacks your friend, you're gonna go, you know, attack their friends. Attack them back, and then their friends are going to attack you because, well, it starts to grow, right? It starts to grow. Well, their friends are Brazil, Russia, China, South Africa, North Korea, all of which are nuclear powerhouses. Now, I wanted to go on to say this, and I'm not sure what's happening because I don't think that we've been preparing armies as much as China has. But if we're thinking about biblical scriptures, what's gonna be marching over into North American territory ain't cute. I think they're just waiting for the call. Because did you hear what I said about who's Iran's friends? Is Brazil, Russia, Iran? Just think of the BRICS, right? Brazil, Russia, Iran, China, South Africa. Those, my friends, are the BRICS. And those are the people that will come and slap you up if you've been messing with their friends. So that's what we're looking at right now. And let me tell you what, all of those countries, and there's more that has been added into the BRICS. Why? Because, well, they want to be involved in something other than NATO, right? North American Trade Alliance. Wait. We're going to get to that. We're gonna get to that. Okay. So the BRICS is an intergovernmental organization. And it's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopian, Iran, United Arab Emirates. And that, my friends, is not playtime. It is not what you would call, you would want to go and mess around on their soil. Because also North Korea, did I mention North Korea is part of their, well, yeah. They've just been waiting to go to war. I think in North Korea, that's all they do is train for war. In China, that's for sure. My kids have friends who are of Chinese descent, and they are always, by the age of 18, sending their children back to China to enlist. And also in South Korea as well. They have to go back and they have to train for the war. So let me make you look, even the K-pop idols, they be enlisting in the war, in the army. They have to. You have to. You have to be prepared for this battle. Now, in America, I'm not sure what we're doing, but what I'm seeing is a lot of people cosplaying as army soldiers. They ain't getting out there. Okay, sorry, bring it together. All right, listen, Iran launched, let's just talk about what happened today, what happened, and then we're going to discuss my thoughts on what I think will happen 2024, the year of war. If you did not listen to that podcast, that would have been in January, that would have been published. And I just kind of had this kind of understanding, this outlook that 2024 would be the year of more and the year of war. And here we are. Looking at both of those, things happen. But to God be the glory. Okay, so listen. Iran launched explosive drones and fired missiles at Israel late on Saturday in its first direct attack on Israeli territory. It's a retaliatory strike that raised the threat of a wider regional conflict as the U.S. pledged ironclad backing for Israel. Don't say ironclad, Joey B. Ironclad? It just sounds so intense. Can we let them fight for a little bit before we get ironclad all up in the thing? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This ain't looking good. I want to tell my people in New York to square it up with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ right now, because that's one of the places that every country, for whatever reason, always looks to, you know, attack somehow, some way. It's like New York is a powerhouse of everything. Oh, but we want to cause up a stir, we'll go to New York. They're not going to go to West Virginia. They don't want to kill a bunch of honky-tonks. So I just want to say, and shout out to everybody in West Virginia who's a fan and friend of the show. I'm just saying what's on my heart. I'm scared for y'all. I mean, not the West Virginians. No one's Tennessee. No one's coming for that. You guys, you should be fine for a bit. But California, Nueva York, I'm scared of it. Not really, but I am, in the sense that these are the most popular, well-known places that people live, and that would be a threat to our, well, Washington, D.C. too. It would be a threat to our world. And North Korea has actually allowed us to understand that they have nuclear weaponry that can reach to any major state in the country, in the continent of North America, and in the country of America. Now, Canada, I'm sure Trudeau's out for a jog. No one wants that smoke. He's fine. Oh, listen, guys. In all fairness, as long as you're jogging and keeping up with your health, it's fine. But you want to jog yourself into an army surplus store, because it's about to go down. Listen, ironclad backing for Israel sounds pretty serious. Sirens wailed in Israel, and they heard distant heavy thuds and bangs from what local media called aerial interceptions of explosive drones. Authorities said a 7-year-old girl was critically injured. Drones. Okay. Israel military spokesperson. Listen. Admiral Daniel Hagari said Iran launched, that was who you heard there at the top of this episode, Iran launched, ground missiles at Israel, dozens, and most of them intercepted outside Israeli borders. They included more than 10 cruise missiles, he said. It's interesting how you can be focused on attacking Gaza and then have, that's what the defense forces, I guess that's what they do. They have their eyes on the prize, and so they can do these types of things. But don't think that you're going to go to sleep tonight or the next night or one of these nights and wake up where everything's going to be normal again. It is not. What we knew is normal, and this is not to scare anybody, but this is just a fact. Things change instantly, all the time. And what we knew is normal is not normal, even according to, you know, pre and post pandemic. So what your normalcy is can be wiped away, and we can be focused on what our new normal is. And our new normal is probably that you see how the ground looks in Gaza. Have a look at that. Take some pictures. Go on Google Earth. I'm not sure that they're taking pictures from Google Earth as the war has happened. I don't think they got their people out there working the streets taking camera photos of the they might. But if you look at what journalists have pictures and videos that they've posted of what it looks like at the present day, it's rubble. Homes and condos and what have been nice in Ukraine and in Gaza and all these places that are at war are now, well, they're rubble. And it overnight, these people are in car garages and basements and hospitals. Many are dead and they are not eating. And these things are happening. And this is real, folks. And wake up, my friends. It is about to go down. And again, this is not to put fear in you, rather to put the fear of God in all of us, that we may understand one thing very clear, very fast. Our good works, our well-doing is not, and I repeat, not enough to get us to heaven. And if you think of reincarnation, and if you think of how the war is starting to pan out now, if the world ends in nuclear turmoil, let's just call it, which I do think is a very high possibility, where are you going to reincarnate? You can't even reincarnate onto Chernobyl. You can't even live in Chernobyl. So people who have that reincarnation theory, I think that should go out the door right now. We should maybe consider what's real. And what's real is that there is an everlasting. And it's when you take that last breath, it's done. The grave is silent, but the eternity is loud. And I think that that's what I want us to be understand from my standpoint. But we should also say that Israel military said that they were not advising any residents to prepare to take shelter. Why? This is a revision of an earlier alert that appeared to signal the end of the threat. So they said, you know, don't worry about it, people. Don't go underground. Don't worry about it. It was just a couple of drones. They're just mad because we're overdoing what we're doing. And finally, they've had enough. I'm not sure that they said that, but these are my words, right? These are me thinking what they would have said over the loud. Everybody go back. Everybody, it's all good. Just chill. Go and finish making your dinner. We're going to finish doing work over here in Gaza. And, you know, don't worry about them little drones. We got them, took care of them. It's horrible. All of it's just really, 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 really bad. It's actually not joke laughable. And I try to make, if you've been listening to this show for a while, you'll know that your girl, Sean Michelle, tries to make light of all the heavy stuff we're talking about. Whether we're talking about war, whether we're talking about politics and new presidents and prime ministers and people's gender choices and sexuality. We talk about it all here, but we talk about it in a way where it frees our mind from the stresses of it all, right? We make a really, really, really intense title so you can jump in there and say, what's she talking about? And then we talk about it in a way where we all feel convicted, not condemned. Right? We should all feel a little conviction. That's so we can say, you know, I could do better. I could do better. Maybe I'm off on the wrong path, but maybe I can do better. That's conviction. Condemnation is like evil. It's like, you're wrong. You're doing everything. You're going to go to hell. No one wants to hear that. That's not what anybody wants to hear. And we should not have to hear that. But we should hear that there's a way in the truth and the life, and that that's Jesus. And there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. So if you're trying to go to the heaven that I'm trying to go into, then you might want to jump on the Jesus bandwagon and understand that he came to die because he knew this crazy stuff was going to happen so that we could live. If we believe in him, we would not perish but have everlasting life. And that is a very simple yet urgent and yet powerful and yet sufferable task that he took upon his own shoulders for you and me. And here we are in such a time as this, where the chaos is exactly what he had foretold. And he wanted to save us from that everlasting hellfire, because we're not going to do enough good things to make us go to heaven. It's not how it works. And see, a lot of people, we play around the gates of heaven, but we'll never enter it because we just said, well, I've done enough good things. What do you mean? I've been a good person. That ain't it. The thing about it is that if you're trying to go to heaven where God is, you must believe in his Son, or you're going somewhere else, and it won't be heaven. And I think I might know where it is. And I'm thinking I don't want no parts of it because it's hot. And I need to drink water. And I need to be happy. And I need lots of light. And it doesn't provide any of those things. And call it bougie taste. But I am a bougie broad that loves the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to make my father happy. And I need to get y'all to understand that if you're trying to come where your girl Shaw Michelle is going, we must accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. And if that offends you, think about it later when the offense is and the threat of it is gone, because if reality is where you are, run that back a couple times if you need to get that in your spirit. But you know what? We're never going to be perfect enough to get to heaven. We can't. We're all so ratchet. Even when we try to do good, we're all such bums by nature. But not because God made us that way, but because we just be thinking that we are more than what we are. And we're just really here. Like Jesus came to serve a purpose. We're here to serve a purpose. But most of us don't understand that simple fact. And we just think that we can just do enough good works and then we're going to go to heaven. And I wish it was that simple, but it's just not. There's only one way through the Father, and that's through the Son. That's John 14:6. You should look at it. You should read the Bible right now. If you guys want to figure out what's happening with this war, and the reason why I'm on it real hard right and heavy right now is because, well, it's just not looking good. And this is from a girl who's professional background is the study of political science and sociology, and I'm watching society turn on its head and war ever so near to our soil, and the first time from foreign country. America, wake up. Babylon. And that's just happening, right? That's just to actually happen, you know, tonight. And Iran vowed, let me read on a little further. Iran vowed retaliation for what it's called an Israeli strike on Damascus, in the consulate on April 1st that killed 7 officers of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps. Here we go. This is what I was thinking, including 2 senior commanders, and said its strike was a punishment for Israeli crimes. And it said escalation. When I heard the Israeli defense minister say escalation, I'm thinking, why is that an escalation? Iran hasn't been in there doing anything. The escalation, so you're insinuating that the escalation is coming from their attacks on Gaza, which is likely what he meant by that. So he's assuming that we all should know that this is a retaliatory strike, or the retaliatory strike against the Damascus consulate. So it's making more sense. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied responsibility for the consulate attack. Now, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe. This coming from the Iranian mission to the United States, and they said, warning to the U.S., stay away. However, it also said Iran now deemed the matter concluded. Oh, so Iran's like, we just wanted to just do what that strike. It's all concluded. U.S., stay back. If you come jumping up in that thing, it's going to be problems. Oh, my gosh. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned Iran's attack, saying he was deeply alarmed about the very real danger of a devastating region-wide escalation. The UN Security Council was set to meet at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday after Israel requested it condemn Iran's attack and designate the Iranian Revolution Guard Corps a terrorist organization, according to schedule released late on Sunday. U.S. President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on telephone on Saturday evening. The White House said, without immediately giving details, Joe Biden said, hello. Yeah, Joey B, I love you, guy. Just wake up. Joe Biden is asleep on a wheel. He'd be tired. At that age, you just gotta sleep. He might be on the phone with Nana. Is it Nana who? Oh, I don't know. Okay. What happens? Is your bro high? He just be saying stuff. Anyway, the White House said it would provide a summary of the call. Biden, who on Friday had warned Iran against an attack, cut short a weekend visit to his home state of Delaware and returned to Washington to meet with his national security advisors. He's about to go to Delaware and chill out with his wife, hang out, take a couple of naps throughout the day. But now he had to stay in D.C. and handle business because it's a very real threat because it's ironclad, right, Joey B.? It's ironclad. He pledged to stand with Israel. Our commitment to Israel's security against threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad. His proxies? BRICS already got money coming out in the summertime to cut U.S. out the mix from making money. That's going to be a problem. It's all going to be a problem. 2024, y'all. It's a year of war. And the year of more. But the year of war. Look. I'm looking at a picture of these strikes. It looks pretty cool. As the image of it looks good. Like these like straight lasers are going up into the sky. But the real truth of the matter is it's not a movie. It's not a video game. It's actual real life. We don't have nine lives. We're not kittens. These clashes now threaten to morph into a direct open conflict pitting Iran and its regional allies against Israel and its main supporter, the United States. Regional power Egypt urged utmost restraint. While Israel and Iran have been bitter foes for decades, their long feud has mostly unfolded via proxies or by targeting each other's forces operating in third countries. U.S. and British warplanes were involved in shooting down some Israeli-bound drones over the Iraq-Syria border. Two American officials said that the U.S. military had shot down dozens of drone aircraft headed for Israel. Well, also, the European Union, Britain, Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Mexico, the Netherlands, and Norway all condemned Iran's attack. Syria is an ally of Iran, said it was putting its ground-to-air defense systems around the capital and major bases on high alert. They're under attack right now, Trump said. Trump has to, you know, chime in. And that's because we show great weakness. Trump, you're saying the silent part out loud. Keep it down. We're not supposed to show weakness. He's like, that's because we show great weakness. This would not happen. The weakness that we've shown is unbelievable. And it would not have happened if I were in office. Israel has been bracing for an Iranian response to the Damascus consulate strike last week. But when Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Israel must be punished and shall be for an operation he called equivalent to the one on Iranian soil. Iran's main ally in the region is Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah that have been exchanging fire with Israel since Gaza war began on October 7th, said early on Sunday it had fired rockets at an Israeli base. So listen, all that to say is, folks, there's a lot of rockets, bombs over Baghdad and whatnot, or over Israel. And it's very highly likely that not only are we involved, but the threat is very real. And we are on high alert. And just because you're not seeing it on television right now, or you're not watching, most people don't have cable. So this clears a very real threat of people getting in a frenzy. But I'm here to tell you that if most people do listen to podcasts, and I'm not here to scare us all. I'm here to sound the alarm, so to speak, that this should not make any of us afraid if we know this one thing, that we are saved by grace through the blood of Jesus, meaning all the sin that we have carried around with us and through our family generations can be washed away if we accept Him as our Lord and personal Savior. That's one. And two, God knows the beginning from the end. He already knew this stuff was going to happen. It's written about through prophetic timelines in the Bible. Go grab you a Bible and read it. Preferably an older one because they took a lot of stuff out, right? King James started taking stuff out because it didn't fit his narrative. But, you know, go just grab a Bible. And all that to say is just grab a Bible and then ask God, God, show me what you want me to see. Holy Spirit, show me what you want me to speak. But I urge you that if you've tried everything and you still don't believe, just try Jesus. Like, I don't have no time to play. I know that I'm supposed to, you know, in my career, I'm supposed to just keep, you know, keep down and just be a pretty face. But I would be so silly to, like, let people who I love and care about, which is y'all ratchet folks who are listening to this, I love you. I let y'all go falling by the wayside thinking you about to get to heaven through your good works. We can do one good thing throughout the day and then wreck it all in the middle of the night because we drunk down the necks and went to Pound Town not being married that same night. All the good works went to... I don't even know why I said that. Just whatever. But what I'm saying is we can never do enough to be perfect. What we can do is understand that Jesus, he cleared the way. He knew it. He knew we're not going to be able to do enough. He knew we're going to make mistakes. So he took that battle for us. So all that to say is, man, don't be afraid. Don't live in fear. It's about to be crazy. I can promise you that. It's going to get crazier before it gets normal. But I do believe that Jesus is, you know, coming soon. If you do believe in that the rapture will happen. But even if he comes in 10 years from now or 100 years from now, you'll want to have believed that he is the way and the truth and the life. And that no one, not you or me, can get to the Father, that's God in heaven, except through Jesus. Later.
WTF Landia Radio disclaimer. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless specifically stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Show does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, products, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or contents of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with applicable laws such as materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in the podcast.